On the modern battlefield, it's not just bombs and bullets that kill. The environment can also be deadly. After the 1991 Gulf War, large numbers of soldiers came home complaining of health problems. It's never been proven what caused those Gulf War illnesses. Faced with the threat of a new war, the Pentagon wants to prevent a repeat of those problems. One military doctor has been assigned to figure out how. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Last Thanksgiving, over 100 American soldiers in Kuwait suddenly came down with sharp stomach pains. Back in the States, one of the Pentagon's top doctors, Michael Kilpatrick, feared the worst.
It was an immediate investigation. Was this a biological attack? Was this a terrorist event?
But even as recently as November, there was no quick way to get medical reports back to the Pentagon. In fact, Kilpatrick first learned about the problem by reading the newspaper. He says it took a couple days to figure out the cause.
Turned out it was some stuffing for the turkey that was inadequately cooked and then served to the soldiers.
But in a war with Iraq, commanders won't have days to figure out what's making soldiers sick. That's one reason Kilpatrick says the Pentagon has developed a new computer network. It's designed to spot illnesses on the battlefield almost as soon as they occur. This time, medical personnel headed to the Persian Gulf are carrying laptops and personal digital assistants to enter health data.
Today, on the battlefield, that laptop information is being downloaded into a classified system centrally that can be looked at here in Washington within hours. It's a matter of people in the theater pushing the button.
Kilpatrick helps run something the Pentagon calls Force Health Protection. He's a specialist in infectious disease, and during the Gulf War, he ran the Navy's disease lab in Egypt. Now his job is to prevent a repeat of what happened after that last Gulf War, when large numbers of soldiers and sailors came home complaining of fatigue, muscle pain, memory loss, and other mysterious illnesses. Kilpatrick says the military also will rely on a new kind of scientist soldier working on environmental surveillance teams.
To make sure we are documenting what is in the environment, in the soil, the water, the air. We send out survey teams to do that surveillance before we put troops on the ground anywhere in the world.
A battlefield might first be selected from the photos taken by jet flyovers. Then those scientist soldiers are among the first to hit the ground. They carry backpacks weighted with shovels for digging soil samples and handheld devices that can check the ground and water for toxins. Drone aircraft can sample the air as an early warning system for signs of an attack by biological or chemical weapons. But not everyone thinks these steps go far enough.
Dr. Kilpatrick is a salesperson, and the office that he works in is a public relations tool.
That's Steve Robinson. In 1991, he was an Army Ranger leading Kurds through mountain passes back to their homes in northern Iraq. Later, he went to work at the Pentagon's Office for Gulf War Illnesses. Michael Kilpatrick was his boss. Both men felt the Pentagon had been too slow to acknowledge the health problems of veterans, and both set out to find a link. Kilpatrick brought a doctor's demand for careful proof. Robinson arrived with a foot soldier's skepticism of top officials. Robinson was angry when researchers could find no clear link to the Gulf War illnesses. Today, Robinson runs the National Gulf War Resource Center, representing veterans who feel the Pentagon did not take their health problems seriously.
Gulf War veterans report illnesses higher than any other war-era veteran, higher than Vietnam, higher than World War I, higher than World War II. It's not because they are looking to grab some big bag of money. They've been saying the same thing for 12 years. We've been exposed to something.
Now he's worried that the Pentagon is not doing enough to protect those who may fight a new war.
As we get ready to go to this war, do we know what we're asking our soldiers to do based on the equipment, its ability to function properly, and do soldiers know how to use it?
Robinson notes a congressional report last fall that raised questions about the quality of the gear designed to protect soldiers in case of a biological or chemical attack, and whether soldiers are well trained how to use it. And he says the Pentagon falls short in complying with a new law that says soldiers must get a medical examination before and after going to battle. Right now, soldiers are given a questionnaire that asks, how do you rate your health, from excellent to poor? Do you have any medical, dental, or mental health problems? Robinson thinks the 8 questions are simplistic.
Soldiers are trained to go to war. Soldiers are trained to fight and to kill and do their job. No soldier is going to write down that I have bronchitis, therefore I want to be left behind while my buddies go off to Baghdad.
At the Pentagon, Kilpatrick agrees a lot depends on getting honest answers. But he says so far the questionnaires work pretty well in turning up hidden health problems.
We want to make sure that any health concern gets addressed, because any perception people may have is their reality. If that perception is correct, we need to make sure it gets dealt with. If that perception for some reason is incorrect, we need to make sure they have the right facts so that that does not become something that causes them continual anxiety.
But Steve Robinson worries that even the most careful plans break down in the chaos of battle. Robinson himself came back from the Gulf with his own health problems. He suspects they were caused by something he was exposed to in the Gulf. One thing he suspects is a drug that left him feeling dizzy and disoriented. It's called peristigmine bromide and known by its initials, PB.
After it was handed to us, kind of like a Tic Tac, you know, you didn't know what it was and what it was for. They came back later and said, hey, here's how you take these. It's too late. People already took it.
Kilpatrick says his office studied the mistakes of the last Gulf War and learned from them, especially the way soldiers were given drugs and vaccines with little information about what they were for or about what side effects to expect.
In many cases, I was told this is a secret vaccine and I can't tell you what it is. And when they were given the peristigmine bromide to protect them against the nerve agent Soman, the leaflets that explained the usual temporary side effects of that drug weren't available, and so people really didn't have access to information.
Those kind of mistakes caused many veterans to feel betrayed by the Pentagon and to lose faith in the military system. And Kilpatrick says that's why there is so much riding on doing things the right way this time.
The question of trust about the healthcare system is not only for those on active duty and their family members, but also the American public. And we have to show that our concern is for those men and women who put their lives on the line and go in harm's way, that that care and compassion is always going to be available for them.
Soldiers have always returned from wars with unexplained health problems, so Kilpatrick's mission won't be easy. First, to keep those numbers small, and then to be ready to help those who do come back home with long-term illnesses. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A detailed list of symptoms and possible causes of Gulf War Syndrome is at npr.org.